السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. There was a pious lady of احمد پور شرقیہ پنجاب. She was the manager of an institution of religious education. From madrasa. She suffered from an incurable disease. And she was admitted to my ward in Victoria Hospital, Bawalpur. She passed away in the hospital. The expenses for her treatment was sent from Karachi by a Haji Sahab, who was the father-in-law of our professor. When the lady passed away, Haji Sahab was informed accordingly. On receiving this information, he came to Ahmadpur, and straight away he went to the qabr of this lady. On returning from the qabristan, he first of all conveyed to me the glad tidings that Allah Ta'ala had poured his special blessings on the qabr of this lady. The next day he again went to the qabristan, but when he returned, this time he appeared to be very gloomy. On his return, he started weeping and he couldn't even eat his food. His regularity of offering his 5 times salah continued. Most of the time he remained engaged with istighfar. Due to him not taking any food for three days he hadn't eaten anything, so he became very weak. His son-in-law took me to see him. When I reached his place, he was in the masjid, where I found Haji Sahab in sajda, slowly weeping and lamenting before Allah Ta'ala and seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. His voice was very, very heart-rending, that the hearts of those sitting near him were also moved with grief. Wanting to know the reason for his grief, I tried to attract his attention. On my repeated insistence, he finally told me that Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali had taught him the amal of Kashf Kubur. So some gift that was given to him that he could now, he used to have Kashf. He was not able to see what is happening in the Kubur, what is happening to the people of the Kubur. So at the qabr of the pious lady, he received good news of her being in a good condition. The next day, when he went to the qabristan, he saw that all the kubur, except for three, were filled with fire. The dead were leaping around in blazing fires. In some kubur, the severity of the fire was less, and in others it was more. In that qabristan, only three people were protected from the fire. Haji Sahab said, after seeing this scene, there is no other alternative but to weep, to cry, beseech Allah Ta'ala to lessen the punishment being meted out to them. This was such a painful and anguishing scene that had any one of us seen it, he would have lost his senses or he would have died due to horror. Then Haji Sahab narrated hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which meant that the azab of the qabr is so afflictive that if man were to witness what was happening or were to hear the cries of the inmates, one would go insane or he would run to the jungle and abandon the burying of the dead. All other makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, they can hear, but insan doesn't hear. Allah Ta'ala has protected insan, otherwise we won't bury our dead. I inquired from Haji Sahab as to why the kubur were filled with fire. So he replied, there are two reasons. One is abstaining from performing the 5 daily salah. People are not punctual with salah. And the second thing was negligence at the time of istinja, So this is comes in the hadith also, that a person who is negligent with regards to the urine drops, then this is that causes azab in the qabr. And some people hear this and then they become so worried that after that their whole life becomes istinja. They can't finish making istinja after that. It mustn't be like that also. You have to be careful. But at the same time, person gets so consumed with this now. So that terrible scene had such an effect on this Haji Sahab that often he was seen weeping uncontrollably. And he passed away in that condition. He gives another incident. He says, I was with the Tabligh Jamaat in Sargodha city, Punjab. Some of us went out for gush to invite the men to come to the masjid. Suddenly we saw many men and women rushing out from a certain house and fleeing away in great haste. On inquiry, we were informed that a man had passed away in that house and his relatives had gathered there. They were just preparing to wash, give ghusl to the mayyat, when suddenly a big serpent appeared and took the lash of this mayyat into its jaws. This was the reason that people ran out of the house in fear. The Jamaat brothers went into the house and actually witnessed that scene. We explained to the relatives of the deceased that this is not a serpent. It's not a serpent. Rather, it is retribution of his deeds manifesting itself as a serpent. Amal now have taken the form of a serpent. There was only one way to get relief, and that was by imploring Allah Ta'ala with humility and earnestly for the forgiveness of the gunas of the deceased. But their relatives were so terrified that they refused to go anywhere near the body. The Jamaat brothers then themselves remained in the house, and they commenced making du'as, dhikr and istighfar, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for this deceased. The body was then given ghusl by them and wrapped in a kafan. When the shrouded body was taken to the qabristan and placed by the side of the qabr for burial, a huge snake was seen in the qabr. Yet at the time of the qabr being dug, there was no sign of any snake. With great difficulty, the deceased was lowered into the qabr. No sooner this was done, the snake encircled that body. The people present there immediately closed the qabr, doing so in great haste and hurriedly left. There's another incident here. He says, what is being related occurred about 10 years ago. He's talking about his time now, 10 years ago. When I was the principal at the medical college, a medic from a nearby village used to come to me to discuss a medical problem a relative of his was suffering from. One day he related to me the following. He says, a barber living in his village was seriously ill. When the ill person was in the agonies of death, those who were present asked him to recite the kalima. They're making talqeen now, encouraging him to read the kalima. But he refused to do so. Again and again the people urged him to recite the kalima. Due to the agony which he was undergoing on his deathbed, he hurled abuse at the kalima. This is why the ulama explained to us, making talqeen, you don't force the person to read. Whoever is there, they must just read audibly, just carry on reading. Don't instruct the deceased, the person who is now in the sakarat, is now in the throes of death, don't instruct him to read. Just those who are nearby, just read. Read. When he reads, if he reads the kalima, then everybody must go silent. Don't speak anything. If he after that speaks some worldly thing, then when he finishes talking, then start reading the kalima again. till he reads again. He reads again, then keep quiet. So here, don't know what was the situation, whether they were instructing him or what, but he then abused, he hurled abuse at the Kalima. Soon thereafter, he breathed his last. When he was to be buried, the people were shocked to see that the qabr was filled with scorpions. The people quickly closed that qabr and they dug another qabr at a different spot. That one was also filled with scorpions. Finally, the deceased was buried with the scorpions and the qabr was closed. Allah Ta'ala protect us from any type of azab in the qabr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to live a life that is pleasing to Him. In the end, it's death. There's nothing else. In the end, it's death. We all have to leave. All have to leave. We all have to depart from the dunya. And the thing is that how we gonna depart? How we depart? The fact that we have to depart, that we can't change. That is going to happen. We can't change that. How we depart, that Allah Ta'ala has given us the choice. If you want to live with iman, you want to live in a good condition, do those things that will attract that. And a person who is unconcerned, then Allah Ta'ala protect. Tonight also, there will be a khatam in the Taraweeh, inshallah. But I don't know the imams, but they decided how much they're reading. They only got from Duha to Nas. We'll have a short Taraweeh then. And then they'll make Duha, etc. So you'll finish your Taraweeh earlier. We are still busy there. We have to read one para. And then after the Taraweeh, the Witr, you can engage in some infiradi amal. And then when we are finished, we'll come and continue with the program. The other thing is that if one of the mutakifin can just write down the paras, those who need to catch up any paras in Taraweeh can just write it down. Then from tomorrow night, Sunday night, we'll start reading those paras in the Taraweeh so that the khatam can be made, inshallah.